Moose Jaw, a decade of dedication to judo has earned Kalba Fenrick an opportunity to help shape the future of the sport as she takes on her new role as a board member with Judo Sask starting this winter. Fenrick's three-year tenure began in October 2024 and will conclude in the fall of 2027. This is also the first time she's ever served on a board and, at 18 years of age, she is the youngest currently serving Judo Sask board member. Fenrick's primary job is to represent athletes and address any problems, concerns, or conflicts they might have. "So basically, I represent the athletes," she said. "If there's something that the athletes think we could improve on, I bring it up to the board and then we discuss it as a group and decide where we should go from there." Originally from Ponts, Sask, Fenrick has been involved in judo for the past 10 years and has trained consistently at the Moose Jaw Kosakin Judo Club for the past 6. She currently lives in Moose Jaw while studying to complete her education. "I first got involved in judo in my hometown of Ponts. There was a club there, and then that club kind of shifted more into jiu-jitsu," she explained. Preferring to stay committed to judo, Fenrick spoke with a coach from Moose Jaw and switched dojos. The Kosakin Judo Club is one of the largest judo club dojos in Saskatchewan and is well known for regularly hosting tournaments and other events. The central location makes it easier for athletes to participate without traveling far, and classes for several ages and skill levels are available. One decade later, Fenrick was chosen for the Judo Sask board because of her involvement, deep understanding of the sport, and considering her ongoing role as a high-performance team athlete, traits that keep her closely connected to the judo community. "I think it means a lot what the board thinks of me," she said. "I've been involved in judo for a long time, and I've seen many people on the board come and go. I hope that I can make a difference and show more people what it's really like." While serving, Fenrick plans to foster an inclusive environment where athletes feel comfortable voicing concerns, and she'll use their feedback to boost involvement and drive improvements. She also aims to grow Moose Jaw's judo club by encouraging more teens and older adults to try the sport, emphasizing that it's never too late to start training. "I think judo is a sport for everyone, and it doesn't matter your age, skill level, or anything," she said. "We are very open, and we value respect a lot. That's a big thing in our sport, and that's something we teach and all the athletes should show. I think anyone who wants to try it should feel free to reach out," she added. "There are clubs in Moose Jaw and Regina, and anywhere that works for you. We're always looking to grow our club. If you're interested in learning more, anyone can attend a regular practice night or upcoming event. On Friday, March 21st, the Moose Jaw Kosakin Judo Club will host the Judo Sask Female Retreat, and on Saturday, April 5th, the Judo Sask Provincial Championships will also be held in Moose Jaw. To learn more about Judo Sask, visit judosask.ca. The Moose Jaw Kosakin Judo Club is located at 801 Hakalaga Street, East, and can be reached at 306-691-0051. For more information and weekend adult class options, visit mjjudo.com.